We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, chatting here today with USD 323 Rock Creek Superintendent Kevin Logan and Central Elementary Principal Terry Dow, Central Elementary in Wamego, from USD 320. Let's talk a little bit more about some other retirees here that you're going to be recognizing, Kevin.
Yes, we actually had a retirement reception this past Monday night for Deb Lynn. She's a school nurse down at St. George. Deb's been with the district for several years after being with the county for numerous years prior to that. So want to wish Deb well in her retirement. And then next week we will have a retirement ceremony for Deb Hodges, first second grade teacher at St. George, who has been with St. George for 30-some years and had a wonderful career. She actually had a couple of daughters now teach in that same building, and want to wish her all the best in retirement also.
Great. That's just fantastic. And, of course, it is Teachers Week here, and we've been talking a lot about how great all the teachers are at both districts here, and they really do work hard.
They do. You know, I think we've got teachers that are in it for the right reason. And they're out there working day in and day out for the kids and, you know, planning ahead. And they're kind of like what we are at the building office level and the district office level, you know, prepping for next year also while making a strong finish on this year.
One thing I want to talk to you here about, on this week's Pottawatomie County Commission meeting, there was a discussion on a speed change proposal by you guys at USD 323. And this has to do with Flush Road adjacent to the high school. Kind of explain what your proposal is.
On Flush Road, where Rock Creek is located, just north of the community of Flush, currently it's 55-mile-an-hour speed limit with a 45-mile-an-hour advisory speed. We are going to increase our traffic in and out of that building, especially our bus traffic in and out of the building, when the middle school opens fall of 19. So we are proposing putting a school speed limit or school speed zone in that area, dropping that down to probably 40 miles an hour as a speed limit and not just an advisory speed. I've been in contact with Robert Reese and Peter Clark with Pott County, and they're very great to work with. They brought it up to commission this last week, and the commission just wants some more specifics on where we would like the speed zone, the school zone, to start, where we would like it to end, and then some about flashing lights during those actual school hours. We've got that. The flashing lights and the signage is part of our bond project. We've got dollars allotted for that. And we're just waiting on the county's approval.
Okay. So that would be something you guys would fund here? Or
it's something that's part of our bond project. You know, we would need maintenance or the county permission as far as, like, changing batteries in the flashing lights. My understanding in visits with Mr. Clark, this would be the only place on county roads where there are school flashing lights. You know, we have them in the town of St. George at Wamego in their crossing zones, school zones. They've got the flashing lights. But this would be a first for the rural Pott County.
And this is just primarily a safety concern.
It is definitely a safety concern during the high traffic times in and out of the Rock Creek campus.
All right. And when's that building going to be done?
That building will be done late April, early May of 19. We will open it fall of 19.
Okay.
So fall of 20. Now we're in 19.
Okay.
I apologize.
That's really
we done
good.
A year from now, and we will open fall of 20.
Very good. Okay.
Sorry for that.
No, not a problem. Board meetings, we have a couple coming up here next week. Terry, can you talk a little bit about what's coming up in Wamego?
Our board meeting is Monday night, open to the public. Not really anything too exciting on the agenda, talking about a lot of policy things going into next year, looking at some different things for next year to put into policy. So,
okay. And you, Rock Creek, I think you guys set yours tonight.
We set our agenda tonight. A few things that are on there, planned items. One is a textbook adoption for the high school in mathematics. It's been several years since there's been a math textbook adoption. The teachers there have been piloting three different texts this past semester, determined the one they want. So that will go to the board next Monday night for approval there. We've got other small items on the agenda. Probably the most exciting for our board members to listen to is the middle school that will be opening fall of 20 has had a building leadership team that's been working since November of this past fall, and they're going to give a report on their progress moving towards having a student handbook done, overall building philosophy, student discipline, different activities, ideas for schedule that we can, you know, share some teachers with the high school, share some teachers with the elementary schools to make the building run. So I know the board's interested in listening to that that report of the work that that building leadership team has done.
And I know we're probably a little while out here from budgets being set here, but I'm sure you guys are both keeping an eye on what happens in Topeka here this week.
You know, it's going to be interesting to hear the oral arguments. They are on the 9th, so that's right upon us now. And, you know, hopefully the Supreme Court comes out with a decision earlier rather than later. They've given themselves until June 30 to give a thumbs up or thumbs down. A decision earlier would give us a little bit more time to be accurate with our budget projections going in the next year. We're looking at, you know, some staff increases for this next year. We do open a technology building this fall, so we have a teacher ready in that position. And we've got equipment that's being delivered, and that building will be done later next month. So we're looking forward to that. So we'll have a few more staff coming on even next year, and then quite a few staff coming on the year after that.
And that's really the biggest part of the budget for a lot of districts is personnel.
Personnel is by far the largest part of the budget and the most important part of the budget.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about, you mentioned you have a National Merit Scholar.
Well, National Merit Scholar finalist, Evan Hancock, is in that position. I don't know when the actual awards are made, but I want to say congratulations to Evan and continued good luck.
Very good. As far as happenings over the summer, do you guys have anything happening as far as construction, anything like that going on in either district?
We're finishing up our bond, so I think those are actually finalizing here in the next month. We just finished our door security, which was a part of our last bond. So now all the buildings are on a key card system, which makes it a lot more secure, especially the high school that has lots of doors. So we are finishing up those projects, and that's the main construction-wise this summer. They're going to be tearing out our stadium seating at the football field this summer and redoing that all. So hopefully we have a nicer seating and press box next year. But those are the main things happening this summer. Yeah,
I know that'll please our sports guys.
Yes.
Perfect. What about Rock Creek?
Bond construction continues when the weather allows, and that'll be happening all summer and in through next school year. We will have ribbon cutting ceremonies for a new district office and maintenance building at some point this summer. We don't have a finalized move in date, but we'll get that out and invite the public to come out and look at the new facilities there. We have a lot of gym refinishing to do. We have some damage to our main gym out at Rock Creek High School. With some of the snow and ice event that happened over Thanksgiving. So a chunk of that floor will be replaced this summer. And then we'll have new top coats put on all the gyms. So June 3rd through June 14th, our building usage in the gymnasiums will be very limited due to that type of work being done. And then we've got some small outdoor projects where we're trying to get some grass growing in some playground areas and some mulch, rubber mulch spread in playground areas. So we'll have some small projects going on, but the bulk of the what's happening will be the bond project.
Very good. Well, I don't have any other questions for you here, but I appreciate you guys coming out and joining us here. Is there anything else maybe before we go you'd like to touch on?
I just wanted to remind everyone, high school graduations in Wamego is May 18th at 1 p.m. We have our 8th grade promotion and dance on May 20th at 6 p.m. at the middle school. So exciting transition for those kiddos, seniors and 8th graders.
We have a May 18 graduation also, 3 o'clock out at Rock Creek Junior Senior High School. I want to congratulate all of our seniors on everything that they've done throughout their scholastic careers. And also want to wish all the mothers out there a happy Mother's Day this coming Sunday.
All right, very good. Congratulations to all the graduates here. Thank you so much, Kevin Logan, Terry Dow, for being our guests here on In Focus today.
Thanks, Brandon.
And stay tuned. More In Focus coming up next here on News Radio KMAN.